Conversation. Today, under the influence of openness and globalization, national values are at risk of disappearing. 1. Are national holidays still important in our globalized world? Why or why not?
National holidays are important as these days have a great significance in the history of a nation. Commemorating these events reminds us of our national heroes and guides different generations about the values and messages associated with these events. They help us promote a sense of nationhood and maintain a sense of unity and cultural belonging. A country's historic time markers are, for example, gaining independence, sacrifices in war, or the lives and roles of important leaders.
2. What are the most important public holidays in Hungary, and what do they commemorate?
March the 15th stands for democracy and freedom, and it commemorates the Hungarian Revolution of 1848, which grew into a war for independence from Habsburg rule. August the 20th commemorates the foundation of the Hungarian state. It's also called St. Stephen's Day, remembering Stephen I, the first king and founder of the Kingdom of Hungary, who was canonized on August the 20th. October the 23rd commemorates the Revolution of 1956, Hungary's uprising against communism. It also commemorates the Declaration of the Republic, as in 1989, after the fall of communism, Hungary was declared a republic on October the 23rd.
3. How do we celebrate these events?
The main event of the March 15th celebrations is held at the Hungarian National Museum, where young Hungarian revolutionaries held a mass demonstration on the first day of the revolution in 1848. Festivities include ceremonial speeches and a traditional hussar procession. August the 20th festivities start in the morning by raising the Hungarian flag and continue all day long, culminating in a spectacular fireworks display over the Danube. On October the 23rd, we have a commemoration and memorial ceremony at the 56 Monument at the University of Technology and Economics. Everyone can visit the House of Parliament and the House of Terror Museum free of charge.
4. Which is the most important religious holiday in your opinion, and why?
Our most important religious celebration is Easter, which celebrates the resurrection of Jesus. The many customs and traditions surrounding Easter are about celebrating spring and rebirth. Traditionally, on Easter Monday, men visited girls, recited a poem, and doused them with buckets of water to ensure they become good wives and bear many children. This tradition has both Christian and pagan roots. In exchange, women would reward their visitors with Easter eggs. Egg painting is one of the oldest traditions associated with Easter. Egg decorating is a form of folk art, and it's still part of the Easter celebrations today.
5. What other public holidays do we have?
We also celebrate Christmas, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. Pentecost is celebrated 7 weeks after Easter, commemorating the descent of the Holy Spirit. November the 1st, or All Saints' Day, is a traditional day for honouring the memory of the dead. It's a custom to light candles and visit the graves of deceased relatives. May the 1st, or May Day, marks Labour Day, just like in many other European countries.